I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Rob from Port Orchard is. Rob, are you there? Let's do it. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
IYKYK is the internet abbreviation for if you know you what?
No.
Correct. Where the Light Goes and Mad Season are albums by what band?
Pass.
Who is your brother's wife to you?
Brother's wife to me? Aunt?
No.
Grandma?
No.
Dad.
What day and night rapper recently broke his foot during Coachella? Rob?
Kid Cudi.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which team has the record for scoring the most points in a single Super Bowl?
Patriots.
No.
Steelers.
No.
Packers.
No. Who played the title character in the sitcom Frasier?
Pass.
A triangle that has 3 unequal sides is called a what?
Isosceles.
No.
Pass.
How many kids does Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have together?
4.
Yes.
What?
Rob, and with that, you got 3 correct.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
There were a couple toughies in there.
Was there?
Yeah.
Do you think Steve will think they're tough, too?
He's on a roll. I calculated his winning percentage. What? 71%.
That's what she was doing. She was asking us about the wins and stuff, and I was like, what is happening?
I'm just going to do a quick little math.
She was asking those questions. I almost turned at her and snapped and said, why do you even care?
No, I get it.
You said 71?
71%.
I actually thought it'd be more than that, because it sounds, you know, like 102 wins and only 26 losses.
But there's also the ties.
Oh. Yeah. Those ties will get you.
I guess so.
And Sarah, you'll be very proud of me. I decided to eat my protein bar in the other room while you guys were doing the questions, so that way you didn't have to hear me chew.
Okay. I never want anyone to, except for Danny, to be self-conscious about chewing in front of me.
It's too late.
Oh, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
IYKYK is the internet abbreviation for if you know, you what?
No.
Yeah. Where the Light Goes and Mad Season are albums by what band?
Mad Season?
No.
Where the Light Goes and Mad Season. Ah, man. Screaming Trees?
No.
Nickelback?
No. Who is your brother's wife to you?
Peyton Maya? I'm kidding. Not really. Sister-in-law?
Yes. What day and night rapper recently broke his foot during Coachella?
Kid Cudi.
Yeah. Which team has the record for scoring the most points in a single Super Bowl?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Definitely not.
I don't know. Patriots?
No.
49ers?
Yes, you do know. Who played the title character in the sitcom Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. A triangle that has three unequal sides is called a what?
Obtuse?
No.
Acute?
No.
Isosceles?
No. How many kids does Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have together?
I don't know. I'm glad they're having sex. Three?
No.
Four?
Correct. They had sex at least four times because they have four children.
Good for him.
Steve, you got six correct, which is a win, 6-3. Sorry, Rob.
I'll be back.
Hopefully you do a little better, Rob, when you come back.
What's my percentage at now, Taryn Daly?
71.42.
Where the Light Goes in Mad Seasons are albums by what band?
Think about our hooker shook yesterday, Steve.
That you loved so much.
Yes. It's either done Stupid Train or Stupid Matchbox 20.
Stupid Matchbox 20.
Yeah. And actually, of the two, if I had to pick to listen to one, I would listen to Matchbox 20.
That's fair.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to push you away.
Oh, yes, I love that song.
What about it's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely?
Yes.
I want to take you for granted.
That was the pain.
Why do we sound like Hootie? All of a sudden become Darius Rucker singing Matchbox 20.
A triangle that has three unequal sides.
When people said isosceles and obtuse, those were the two I thought it was.
Everyone forgets about scalene.
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 Have you ever even heard of it?
No, it just sounds like some kind of like weird like disease that we deal with.
It does, it does.
Yeah. Can you tell I was awesome at geometry back in the day?
All of you were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, nine, three unequal sides triangle is a scalene. A
quick question, I'm looking at the text line at 206-803-ROCK. And so it said, nothing bad.
They said,
this guy can't even get sister-in-law. He should no longer be allowed to play Beat Migs ever again, LOL.
He said grandma.
Wait, say the question again.
Who is your brother's wife to you?
And he said,
grandma.
He said aunt and grandma. And then I just started laughing.
Maybe in a deep, deep country.
He might have been nervous.
I don't think he was nervous. I just think he just didn't really understand, maybe.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on your continued winning percentage.
Yep.
The son of the late Scott Weiland just released a song with his dad's unreleased vocals on it. What does it sound like? You're going to hear it after Sublime.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tomorrow, the NFL draft will kick off, so join us at this time as John Ryan, who just officially retired a Seattle Seahawk, will join us to chat about the draft at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Exciting times for our Seahawk fans. We're going to see what's going to happen with that number 16 pick.
It's going to be very exciting. Scott Weiland's son, Noah, released a song called Time Will Tell, and it has his dad's unreleased vocals on it.
Okay.
We were just actually talking, listening to Sublime about the fact that Jacob Knoll is now fronting Sublime, and it's very cool to see these sons following in their dad's footsteps. He did not apparently want this song out, Noah Weiland, did not want it out yet, but someone had attempted to blackmail him by threatening to leak it, which is just the worst when somebody's trying to do something special. So here is a sample of the song.
So that's Scott, I'd imagine, on the vocals, and then his son did the music. It's very new wave, kind of like, do you remember that band it reminds me of? Do you remember this band right here? The Bravery?
Oh, yeah.
With an Honest Mistake? Let's see, I go ahead of it. Do you remember this one, Taryn?
Oh, yeah. It's vaguely familiar.
It kind of gives off that vibe, like that electronic drum, synthesizers.
Kind of like a nod to the 80s a little bit.
I bet you remember this part.
Yeah. toe tapper.
It is a toe tapper.
It really is.
I'm surprised you don't remember that one.
I'm not super familiar.
I feel like that band, like once they had that song as a hit, like a million bands tried to sound like that, and that song reminds me a little bit of it.
So Noah Weiland, he was 14 when his dad Scott passed away back in 2015.
I can't believe we're coming up on 10 years since Scott passed.
Unreal. And so this kind of got us thinking about some of the other cool songs out there that feature parents and their kids.
Yes. And so I went through, I was like trying to think of like which ones would be notable. I think the most memorable one, and it's kind of similar to what he just did, that they grabbed some old audio, mashed it together to create a brand new song. I think you'll remember this one. Sorry, do you know this one?
No, not at all.
Danny? Nat King Cole? Natalie Cole?
I don't even know who Nat King Cole is. Like old King Cole?
No, old King Cole's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nat King Cole was like a crooner back in the day.
Yep.
And his daughter was a singer as well, and she grabbed old audio of her dad and remastered it and then did a duet with him, which was kind of cool.
And very, very well known and popular, you guys.
All right, I'm positive that you guys don't know this one. This is going to probably make us all feel a little bit old.
Oh my God! Like, totally.
You know, Frank Zappa?
I've been going down a Zappa wormhole.
Frank Zappa's weird, man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his daughter,
Moon
Unit.
There's also Dweezil. What was the other? Does he have three kids?
I think so. You know what the crazy part is? This was a top 40 hit. Okay, you don't know that one. Wow. All right, Danny, you suggested one when we were talking about this that involves your man, your hero, Mike Herrera from MXPX.
Yeah, he just released it recently. And it was it's him and his daughter doing Linoleum by NOFX. That's
me on the. And how old is she?
She's 11.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and her name's Sailor?
Sailor, yeah, Sailor May.
Is that because he's Bremerton?
Probably. That's me. And he's playing guitar.
It's cool, man.
And doing backup vocals while she's singing.
I don't know if it's that when you become a parent, and then all of a sudden you think about like these like father-daughter, father-son, mother-daughter, whatever, like collabs. It gives me goosebumps.
Dude, I wait for the day that I can do something like this with Lily. Because she's a singer. She wants to be a singer. She's like in vocal lessons. So I just want something like this to happen.
But she's going to make you do probably like a Katy Perry cover.
You know, and I'll take anything at this point, Steve.
Yeah, I guess something's better than nothing. But the one that blew me away, like actually stopped me in my tracks, and I had no idea that this guy covered a Pearl Jam song, and it's because of you, Taryn, that you're like, hey, have you heard this collaboration? Do you know who it is?
Is it the Willie and Lucas?
Yes.
And it's almost hard to tell which one is which when they're singing together.
I can kind of tell, because Lucas, I mean, they have a similar voice, but Lucas sounds younger for obvious reasons.
And Lucas can really turn up the Willie when he wants.
But the excuse me? He could turn up what? I didn't see that in this music video.
Stay with me.
It's a Pearl Jam cover of Just Breathe. It's like 10 years old.
Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean.
Sarah does not look impressed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Willie's not twerking in the video. Lucas isn't pouring champagne on his dad.
I've got goosebumps over here, and Sarah's eyebrows are raised like, what the hell?
I wasn't going to say anything because I know Willie Nelson is, you know, whatever. But
you don't feel the voice like the ragged voice that Willie Nelson has with these lyrics and his son, you know.
I was
do you not thinking, have a heart?
I was honestly thinking like, oh, I don't think I like his voice very much. But I wasn't going to say anything, and then you called me out. Apparently it was all over my face.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a poker face.
I think we're learning that Sarah does not like any kind of bluegrass, country, any kind of like.
I think you're right, yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You see, probably Mumford & Sons is not your jam, I bet.
Not really, no.
No. You didn't feel that? The emotion?
No, I was so focused on his voice and how it was not great.
Well, because he's like 80-something years old.
You could tell. sorry.
So Someone else said Paul McCartney and John Lennon, they've done a song together.
With their, like, with the kids?
Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Oh, their son. Sean sorry. Lennon. Yeah, so the son. Sorry.
Okay.
Their kids. Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon. Rockaholics, we know that much like Sarah, you are a massive music fan.
A massive fan of Willie Nelson and Lucas Nelson.
But could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Oh, gosh.
Should I say that I won't?
You guys are really feeling it, yeah?
I got goosebumps listening
it's
to this.
It's so cool.
Danny, do you have goosebumps?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
We work with two people who do not have a soul or a heart. I'm gonna chew in front of you for the rest of the day now. Just to punish you.
No, okay, it's great. I love it.
So calling all massive music fans, do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you could win season passes for the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is going to play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for season passes for the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena. Their first game coming up next weekend, May 5th. Our contestant this morning is Kyle in Seattle. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
So you have to get both of the songs right to win. The first one will have you be on your own. The second one, and this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random, must get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get the prize. Let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, the wheel is spinning. Got past Taryn, past, it's on Steve right now. Is it going to stay on me? Oh, it looks like it's you and me there, Kyle. Let's make it happen.
All right, let's do it.
Let's win them season passes.
Oh, yeah. Kyle, are you ready for your clip?
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
We could play it again for you, Kyle.
Yes, please do. Oh, it's For Whom the Bell Tolls, Metallica?
Yeah! I knew you had it. Time marches on. That was going to be my guess. I was just going to go, time marches on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You should be a singer. That's a great jam.
It's so good, man.
Are you ready, Steve Migs, for your clip?
I hope it's as easy as that one.
Do Kyle good, okay? Here all we right. go. Yeah. Oh, I got it. I got it.
I think I got the band. Steve looks so confused. But here's the problem. It's a band that everybody loves, and I respect how great they are, but it's just not my band that I ever listen to. Let's hear it again.
I know.
I think you're wrong. Yeah.
Turn it around. It's a band that everybody loves, including Steve Miggs, because that song is Icky Thump by the White Stripes.
Yeah. What band did you think it was?
I thought it was Led Zeppelin. Well, hear it again. It sounds like one of the Led Zeppelin songs we play on The Rock. I can't think of the song title, though. It's been a long time since I rock and roll. I thought it was that.
Hey, you know what? We should congratulate Kyle because he won.
Yeah, Kyle, you won the tickets.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Heck yeah. We got to pick our date. They've got, I think, maybe 6 or 7 home games, the Wolfpack.
I want to go.
I really want to go, too. I'm excited about it. Angel of the Winds Arena. The season kicks off May 5th. Be looking for their mascot, Apollo, because he's awesome.
All right. Well, if we're going, we got to hang out with Apollo to get a picture, of course, because, you know, us with mascots.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to an arena football game?
No.
There was an arena football team. I think they were called the Hawks. I think that's the name of them. Many years ago. This could have been like 15, 20 years ago. And they played at the Angel of the Winds Arena when arena football was kind of like doing its thing. And now they're trying it again, of course. It was so much fun. Oh, yeah. It is a lot of scoring because it's such a smaller, you know, field. And things just happen way quicker. And I love it whenever someone gets hit against like the wall, like the boards, like hockey. Oh, it was awesome.
So is the border of the field the wall?
If I remember correctly, like it was the size of the hockey rink, you know, and they put turf down, but it was like you were playing on a hockey rink in a nutshell. I mean, you still had the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And you got scores like basketball games instead of football games.
I think the team put up like 70 or 80 points. It was kind of crazy.
Dang. Well, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. There was a time where there's a video of me somewhere from my old radio station when New Mexico got an arena football team and we had some of the players come out and teach me how to try to throw a football. And then they gave us free tickets. I could not throw a football. Number one. Number two, we got to go to the game and sit at like 50 yard line. And it was so cool.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Now I really want to see Danny throw a football.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe the new Everett team, what are they called again? The Washington Wolfpack. Maybe they'll let you throw a ball once or twice during the game. Probably not. Maybe like at halftime.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it may hit a person in the audience, but you know.
If they have like a football throwing competition during like the halftime, like sometimes they do those kind of things, like the skills competition. Oh, we got to get Danny in there.
Yeah, that's our guy. Yeah. That's our first round draft pick there.
He's our ringer. You guys are going to win because of him? No, we plan on losing. He's our ringer to lose.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after the Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you, Rockaholics, that we've not yet had a chance to get to until now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. Steve Miggs, give me a sound effect.
Rah!
There it is. We want to talk to you, so call us up now if you would like to chime in on anything we've hit on this morning or just anything that's on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about Noah Weiland releasing a song with unreleased vocals from Scott Weiland.
Right.
And our pal Chef Cozy texted in from Olympia. And Chef Cozy, you said you hung out with Scott Weiland one time. How did that go down?
I did. I was back there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I worked with some Major League Baseball players. Actually, a personal chef. Johan Santana was one of my guys.
No way!
Nice.
Yeah. And so there's a hotel downtown Minneapolis called the Grand Hotel. And next to the Grand, there was a sports memorabilia-style shop called Nick's Sports World. My buddy actually owned that. And we were in there one day, and the tour bus pulled up, and it was Velvet Revolver at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, there was Duff and Scott, and Matt was on the drums, and Slash
and Dave Kushner.
I got to hang out with them all. And I also had some pretty good ends back into some clubs down there, some, you know, entertainment-style clubs. And
of the gentleman variety,
the whole city.
Chef of the gentleman variety, are we talking?
We are. We are. We're talking of a gentleman variety here.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty awesome, you know, because occasionally a baseball player wants to go to a club or something, you know, and you gotta make it happen. So,
well, I think I heard lap dances are good for people's hammies. So, well, you know, you gotta stretch those.
Yeah. It's mental preparedness for the next day's game.
Yes.
But no, Scott was really cool. He was doing really good at that time. We had a great time. We just kind of bounced around Minneapolis, all of us, you know, Duff, Slash, Scott, everybody. Had a big auction there. They got rid of some guitars and things like that. And I was really fortunate to be able to hang with him just for those, you know, those 3 days.
And it's awesome to hang with him when he was in a good headspace, because obviously he went through a roller coaster of issues with his struggles, both mentally and also with his drug struggles as well.
Absolutely, and he was in a pretty good headspace at that time, so it was pretty awesome.
Man, Velvet Revolver was such a kick-ass band.
Yes.
Did you get to see them when they played at the Showbox
time? I did not go to that show. That's one of those rock and roll regrets that I have.
So were you able to and you just didn't go?
No, but I just should have and I didn't,
I got a little nervous for you.
I think that's such a bummer that I wasn't enough on my radar to get tickets and go.
They were one of those bands. It's still to this day, every once in a while, I'll pull up like their first record especially, but even their second record was really good too. But man, they were such a powerhouse. And I remember when they first got together, I was like, what is this going to sound like? Is it going to be any good? And it was like, I think an MTV special about the band and trying to put it all together. And you're like, Scott Weiland, is this going to work? And then, you know, from the song Slither to like Fall to Pieces, and then seeing them live at the Showbox, I was like, this is a rock band. Like, this reminded me of the like GNR era. Like, obviously you got members of GNR in it, but it was just, they were loud and they were just raw. Man, what a great band.
Tyler in Auburn, you want to get our opinion on something. What is it?
Hey, how's it going? I really want you guys' opinion on these street takeovers they've been doing in Seattle lately. If you're not aware, it's where they just get a couple hundred cars and start drifting in the intersections.
I guess it wasn't quite something I was aware was happening regularly. I've gone to see drift cars at like the Speedway in Monroe and that kind of thing. I didn't know it was happening in our streets.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. If you watch the news lately, I mean, I might be more informed because I run a car club, but it's happening damn near every weekend. I mean, at least twice a month, you know, I mean, taking over the streets. A bunch of people getting arrested and hurt.
To be honest with you, Tyler, all that kind of stuff, I think it's quite possibly the stupidest thing people do. I just don't get it. I don't get the street racing, the street drifting, where you're putting other people in danger. If you want to find a place to do it or like at the speedways, I got no problem with that. I love watching that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on 405 and you got like five cars that might maybe watch Fast and the Furious one too many times and they're just trying to speed right by you, cutting you off. And it's like, I never got the appeal of that. And I just think it's completely moronic because you're putting a lot of people's lives at risk.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you think there's anything that, say, the city or the police department could do better? Because I've been trying to actually zone a place for people to do these kinds of activities, and I've pretty much been shut down everywhere I go.
Dude, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't know. I couldn't answer that question for you. But I also wonder, even if you do put that together, and props to you for trying to make that something where someone can do it safely, but I think also the appeal for a lot of these people that are doing it is the danger, is the fact that it's something that's a bad thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, some people like doing that kind of stuff because there's a risk of getting caught.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff.
But I don't get when people are racing on the freeways and all that kind of stuff. But I've never been a big car person. Like, that's never been my thing.
How fast do you get that Kia going, Steve?
I think I hit 75 earlier this morning. Oh, man. Good thing the popo didn't see me. I slowed it down once I realized it. I wasn't aware of how much strength I had behind that Kia.
Rockaholics, who would be on your Mount Rushmore for action movie stars? Two of the biggest action movie stars of all time just weighed in on this, and you'll hear what they said at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The TMZ special with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone was on last night. I probably would have watched it, but my internet's down, so didn't get to. But it's called TMZ Presents Arnold and Sly, Rivals, Friends, Icons. They were asked if there was an action star Mount Rushmore, who would be the two stars that would round it out with them?
Oh, I like that they're already included in it, because I don't disagree.
They should definitely be there.
Yeah.
And here's what they said about who else should be there.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. The fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
Yeah, I never even thought of putting Bruce Willis in the mix, but that's a good point.
When he said Bruce at first, I thought maybe he was talking Bruce Lee.
Oh, Bruce Lee. Oh, I thought Bruce Almighty. Yeah, no, kidding. Bruce Lee, no. You can't put... I don't think there's enough films. You know what I mean?
Who would you put on there?
Well, yeah, I think Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone stay on there. And also, quick aside, those two should just do a podcast together. I will listen every day.
All day.
Like, I just want to hear their stories because they were just like that two guys you idolized when I was growing up. And Arnold's accent will always make me happy. I'm putting The Rock.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm putting The Rock on there. Oh, boy. I mean, I do love me some Steven Seagal films, but I don't know if I could put him on my Mount Rushmore of action movie stars.
What about Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Him as well. I mean, then you also got Jason Statham.
Daniel Craig.
No one putting on there?
I know.
Who do you think it is?
Liam Neeson?
No, but now I might have to rethink.
We got to have more than four spots.
You know what? Sylvester Stallone might have to go.
Yeah.
Wait, you can't say that about... That's your movie franchise.
It's going to be okay. We're still friends.
Oh, my God.
I got to go Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well,
when he's in an action film, you can't F with that guy. He's unequitable, if that's a word.
He may only be 5'5", but you don't.
But he kicks all ass in those Mission Impossible films. Yeah. All right, who are you putting?
I have a soft spot for Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
but they said Clint Eastwood, and I feel like Clint Eastwood has to be up there.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I could live without Clint Eastwood. I never really cared about any of his movies.
Said no one but Steve Miggs ever.
I'm sure Sarah will agree with me. He's old, so she doesn't like old people, apparently.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite action star?
Can I do Keanu Reeves?
Of course.
Yeah.
On the list or just in a...
No. Well, honestly...
You might need to run that by George.
Both. George would approve. Have you
Keanu
seen him?
Reeves is a great pick.
Yeah. I love all those Taken movies.
Somebody even said Jackie Chan on the text line.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Chan would be a great pick.
Another person, Tom Cruise, is up there, too. He's just too crazy for me.
Yeah, he's got a little craze going on.
Who are you putting on that Mount Rushmore, Danny? Are you an action movie fan?
Not really. I mean, I would...
I mean, it was kind of action. People were dying in Titanic. So, I mean, maybe the wood door.
I say Angelina Jolie, honestly.
You know what? We do
Tomb
need
Raider.
A lady in there.
Yeah.
We need a lady in there.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
You don't hate that.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yep.
Well, she got kind of crazy. She's kind of like Tom Cruise did as well. Like, just kind of went off the deep end with some of the stuff that's going on. But when she was in action films, they were badass.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
She scares me.
Tomb Raider was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's terrifying.
Who's the underworld? Is that Kate Beckinsale? Am I getting that right?
Mila Jovovich?
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I feel like you could have an all-female Mount Rushmore of action film stars as well.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Even Scarlett Johansson, because she's, you know, she's kind of badass.
Uma Thurman.
Oh.
For the kill. I mean, but she didn't do a ton of action films.
No.
Wait, and you were right. Kate Beckinsale... It was in Underworld?
I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
There.
Ryan Castle, who are you putting in the Mount Rushmore of action?
Liam Neeson, brother.
Liam Neeson. Yes. Yeah.
If he is part of the cast, you know it's going to be wild.
Dude, and Lee Neal will do anything. He'll do action. He'll do comedy. He'll do a commercial for a McDonald's, man. He doesn't care.
And so long as some kid is in peril, he will save their day. Yeah.
Liam Neeson's agent doesn't know how to say no.
And I watch all those movies.
Yeah.
A DoorDasher just shared a crazy story where she refused to deliver food to someone because he was naked. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Migs download after the White Stripes.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle Do you scrub your feet every time you take a shower?
Absolutely not. Water gets it.
Sarah, we are living in a crazy world.
I might give them a passing glance from time to time, but I'm not.
These
super,
two bitches over here complaining about our feet.
I don't really think about it.
I guess.
And you're a runner.
Sometimes.
I bet his feet are clean. I bet you could eat off of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. I think our definitions of clean are very, very different.
You could eat beans from between my toes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I've tried it. It was actually not bad.
And I would enjoy it.
The DMB is brought to you by Baked Beans. By Palace Law. Today is a very special day, and I promise you, Danny, I wouldn't let you down. That's right. It's National New Kids on a Block Day. Or The Block.
Dude, I heard Hangin' Tough the other day, and boy, does that song not hold up. I mean, it was terrible then, but it's like real bad now.
That was like their bad boy song.
Oh, yeah. Taryn's dancing, just so you...
I'm doing the moves.
The wrong song.
Ain't wrong about that. Oh, man. Yeah, Hangin' Tough. I remember thinking like that was... I was like, oh, they got... That's Danny's song, and Danny's the badass of the group. Not Danny V, but Danny Wahlberg.
Well, I mean, they were
Donnie. Donnie
were,
Wahlberg. Donnie. He was the bad boy. That was why he was my favorite.
Equally badass, I think, Danny.
Danny and Donnie.
And the other one.
You know what's badass? You're a Seattle Mariners. Big win yesterday, 4-0 over the Texas Rangers, putting them in first place in the AL West with a 12-11 record.
Get out. The AL West must be terrible.
It's not going very well. So the Mariners on top of that heap, thanks in part to Julio Rodriguez finally doing something he hasn't done all season long. And that is this. Play. Play, you bitch.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, there we go. High drive left field. Wave. Bye-bye. Yeah. Julio with a home run. His first of the season, a two-run shot, and the Mariners have a 4-0 third-inning lead here at Texas. How good did that feel?
Felt great.
I think the delay in that audio playing was a great representation of Julio's season so far.
Started off a little slow,
yeah.
Picked it right back up.
But we got there.
Yes, we did.
Slipknot is
How
going
good
to be
did
doing.
That feel?
Slipknot is going to be doing an intimate first show with their new drummer. This is happening tomorrow night at a small venue called Pappy and Harriet's. It's in Pioneertown, California, 350 person capacity.
$9 tickets too.
Can I tell you guys? When I lived in Des Moines, Slipknot was a local band there, and I saw them play in some clubs that were so small they couldn't even get everybody on stage.
Wow,
that is insane.
They couldn't get the keg drummer up there.
No, the kegs were in front of the stage, so you had to stand back because they were swinging baseball bats. It was wild.
There's been a lot of rumors about their new members, and last week they launched a website, YouCan'tKillMe.com, which has a bunch of teasers. And the site seems to say that the new drummer is it Eloy Casagrande?
It's Eloy.
Aloy.
It's pronounced Migliori.
Yeah. Dude, that guy's a great drummer.
He was formerly with Sepultura. And that Craig Jones replacement is someone named Jeff. And that's about all we
know. Jeff?
Jeff.
We don't even have his last name. It's Jeff.
Just Jeff.
This might be my favorite story of the day, just because I can't believe someone even tried to pull this off. A DoorDasher went to Reddit to say, hey, there was a customer I had to deal with, wanted his food delivered while he was naked. The user, a female, said, yeah, I got a message from this customer saying, just to let you know, I'm a nudist and I will be answering the door nude. She responded with, okay, I will be canceling your order then.
Yeah.
Apparently, she wasn't able to cancel the order without her... I can't believe they used it in the story. Her completion rate being impacted. Apparently, that's a term.
That's a fair choice of words.
That's not the term you want to use when you're talking about a naked
Certainly
guy.
Not.
Why can't you just leave it on the doorstep and leave, though?
That's what some people said. Like, hey, look, if you're a nudist, then just say, leave at door. Don't answer the door, you weirdo.
Let's be honest. He wanted to answer the door.
He definitely wants. He's an exhibitionist.
He was hoping for a penthouse for a moment. And this day, he's like, yeah, I'm not delivering. I don't care.
He ordered a dozen donuts.
Screw you and your completion rate. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 57. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.